That's the thing. I'm not going to lie to you. As a Puerto Rican girl from the South Bronx, I didn't think I could bag a white boy from the Midwest. I thought I was too aggressive. Because I don't know how to soft flirt. You know what I mean? Like, you know how some girls can, like, really cute flirt? Not me. I'm New York aggressive with it. I'd be like, yo, I like you, son. You trying to do this? Hey, yo, you trying to smash? Turns out he liked it. He was like, I'm scared. I'm gonna follow her. But I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Moving from the Midwest to New York, what a culture shock. I couldn't start him in the South Bronx. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't. That's not a starter borough. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's... Right? We don't start people in the Bronx. We end them. Don't shoot the messenger. Although we do. We shoot the messenger. Nobody getting messages. But we found a nice starter borough. Astoria, Queens. Great starter borough, right? We moved there, man. I showed them all the artisan coffee shops. I was like, look, your people did that. We moved to this nice, quiet neighborhood, or so we thought, till one day we were driving around and a fight broke out in the middle of the street. Two grown men started beating the crap out of each other. And my sweet Midwestern husband was like, oh no. I should do something. I was like, if you don't roll up your window right now, I'll fist fight you myself. I was like, what you gonna do, Captain America? You gonna fight two grown men? You have psoriatic arthritis. Take a seat. I'll tell you what's about to happen. I'm about to watch you get jumped. That's what's about to happen. And I'm gonna watch because I know how to mind my business. I already learned. This is your lesson, baby, not mine. It wasn't like that when we first got to the neighborhood. When we first got to the neighborhood, the hottest beef on the block were two businesses that were at war with each other. It was a health food store and a bagel shop. And the health food store started selling bagels. That's what I said. Here's the thing. They could have sold their bagels in secret. That would have been the respectable thing to do. But they put out a sign. Right, and the sign said, we sell organic bagels. So the bagel shop put out a sign. And their sign said, there's no such thing as organic bagels. I saw that, I was like, the block is hot. It's hot in these streets. My favorite thing is, like, people still, no matter how crazy it is in New York, people still want to come to New York. They still want to come. People dream of coming to New York. They always tell me it's my dream of going to New York City. And, like, and we know why. New Yorkers, we know why. You want something crazy to happen. You want to see something wild. You want your weird New York story. I always tell them, come. It'll happen. We aim to please. The homeless will always provide. I'm sorry, the unhoused. Cupcake? Cupcake? I don't know. I realized that that's our PC term now, is unhoused. And look, I was an English major in college. I'm down to play with language. Let's do this. But we can talk about unhoused, can't we? It's goofy. I'll tell you why. Number one, that's the same word. You can't convince me otherwise. I have a thesaurus. You ain't gonna lie to me. And two, it sounds worse, right? Homelessness sounds like a situation that could not have been prevented. Unhoused sounds like somebody just rolled up on them and was like, I'll be taking this. And no more house for you. The second I heard it, I was like, what an elitist, privileged way of describing a situation, right? Right, you can hear it right away. Did you hear about Janice? She was recently unhoused. That's the kind of word that is only used to make the speaker of said word feel better about acknowledging a situation they know nothing about. It just makes them uncomfortable to acknowledge it, so they created a word as a buffer, but there's no progress in that word. There is no help in that word. And if you've ever lived in that situation, then there are a bunch of words you would have used instead of that word. Like, I was shocked. There was, like, nobody thought of nomad. That's my first choice. Can you imagine you roll up on a homeless person? What up, my nomadic brother? Way to stay off the grid, man. I, too, am anti-establishment. Some of the words, honestly, some of the changes, I'm okay with. You know what I mean? Some of the changes I think are pretty brilliant. I know a lot of people are upset with all the PC language, but I find it kind of entertaining. Like, did you know on social media now, they're calling smoking weed gardening? I love it. Oh, it makes me sound so much more productive. I've been gardening all day. Gardening helps me deal with people. You know, it doesn't matter how crazy New York gets, it's still a vibe. It's still a city that has its energy. Man, when you think about it, even when COVID hit, we were the epicenter. Even COVID came through like, oh, New York is lit. COVID was like, if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere. Lived its best life. I remember when they released us. from COVID captivity. We got rid of that 6 feet of personal space day one. Day one, it was gone, man. We couldn't wait. I know, because I got on the subway, and within 2 seconds, I had a guy this close. Right in my face like that. I was like, sir, we're the only two people on this train. I feel like there's a lot of options you're not taking. But where are you trying to go? I thought he was lost for like a second. Maybe he thought I was the map. COVID was like a universal trauma that we all shared. What a crazy time. Everybody's life changed. Things changed for people. I became a mom during the pandemic. I had a baby, which is wild. Thank you, most of you. You know, I realize I get a different response depending on, like, lifestyle-wise and generationally, like, who's in the crowd. Like, if it's older people or people with kids, they'll be like, woohoo, you made a person. But, like, young, single people, y'all be like, I see all your trauma come up to the surface. I'm like, I said, I'm a mom, not your mom. I didn't do it.